Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, it is Monday, a new day of a new week. God bless you. You made it through the weekend. And I pray and pray that it was a safe weekend. God bless you all. My shout out goes to Denise Giss. She's doing fine, even though she's continued to do her therapy at home. God is blessing her. Amen. Amen. Also, Shirley Willis, Ayana, and Elder Ronnie, they're doing fine. Amen. I also have another lady that are in prayer, and I have Minister Toby in prayer. He went through his gallbladder surgery, and he's doing fine. So yay for Minister Tobit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My topic today, what God owes us. Coming from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before I get into this word, let your Holy Spirit be upon all and all that listen and those that accept. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What God owes us. I'm going to read Colossians 1, 19 through 14. And, oh, hold up. Oops. I'm up here saying what I'm going to read and don't have it in front of me. My God. Amen. Hey, pray for me. I guess I was enjoying my weekend real, real good. But it's okay. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, God. I thank you because he is worthy to be praised. And as I flip the pages and I get to where I'm going, amen, amen. Bear with me. 13. Okay. Okay, First Colossians 9-13. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints to the light. 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of the sins. 1 Colossians 9, verses 9 through 14. Amen. And as I was getting on with the topic, it says, a story is told about a vendor who sold bagels for 50 cents each at the street corner food stand. A jogger ran past and threw a couple of quarters into the bucket, but didn't take a bagel. He did the same thing every day for months. One day, as the jogger was passing by, the vendor stopped him. The jogger asked, "You probably want to know why I always put money in but never take a bagel, don't you?" "No," said the vendor. "I just wanted to tell you that the bagels have gone up to 60 cents. Too often, as believers, we treat God with the same kind of attitude. Not only are we ungrateful for what he's given us, but we want more. Somehow, we feel that God owes us good health, a comfortable life, material blessings. Of course, God doesn't owe us anything, yet he gives us everything." Amen. This writer wrote, his name was G.K. Chesterton. He wrote, "Here dies another day, during which I have had eyes, ears, hands, and the great world round me. And with tomorrow begins another. Why am I allowed to?" The psalmist says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Psalms 118:24. Each day, whether good or bad, is one more gift from our God. Our grateful response should be to live to please him. Amen. Amen. As the late and great Shirley Chisholm, living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway of blessing for me. That is my word for today, what God owes us. Think about it. Life is a gift from God to be lived from God. And I am Sister Faye, or Evangelist Faye. God bless you. Think about what God owes you or us, or however you want to phrase it in your circumstance. Think about what God owes you. And again, have a blessed and wonderful week and start of the week. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Be back with another word Wednesday. Thank you very much. God bless you. Until Wednesday, take care. Sanitize. Wear your mask. The deviant COVID is out there. It's your choice, brother, the mask or unmask or what have you. That is your choice. Don't get in arguments with your fellow man about this, because God, I already know, God is in control. God is in charge. Amen. Amen. God bless you.